Good morning, friends. It's always good to be with you. Today, I was with you last week, and we looked at Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. And today, we are going to be looking at verses 16 to 20 from Mark chapter 1. So I'm going to read, and I'm reading from the NIV. Listen now to God's word as it comes to us. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men, fishers of women. At once they left their nets and they followed him. When he had gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. And without delay, he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and they followed him. And so we thank God so much for this gospel story. And we pray that through this gospel story, that God will speak to us a living word today. Just the other day, I was talking to a friend, and he had bought his tickets for Bruce Springsteen, as you know, who's coming to the country next February. For those of you under 40, Bruce Springsteen is a rock legend and someone that many of us grew up with. And my friend was just so excited about Bruce's coming to the country, and he had bought tickets that meant that he was going to be in the kind of that prime circle. He wasn't going to be sitting in the stands where you have to kind of use your binoculars just to kind of get a glimpse of the person on stage. He was going to be within a few meters of the actual stage. And I can still remember his excitement when he said, "Trevor, you know, I can't wait to experience Bruce Springsteen live. I can't wait to experience Bruce Springsteen live." And I have a hunch that when we come together in this auditorium today, as we come out of our lives this week with all their ups and downs, joys and struggles, I have a hunch that there are a lot of people here today, if they were to be honest, who would say, "Trevor, you know, I just can't wait to experience God live. I long to experience God live. I don't want to experience God in a secondhand kind of way. I don't want to sit in the stands with my binoculars watching other people have an experience of God. I want to be part of the action myself." And I think there are many people like that today, and maybe you are one of those people. You know, last week we looked at the good news that Jesus brings. Jesus brought the incredible good news. Do you remember? The kingdom of God is at hand. God is available and accessible now to every human being, here and now. And God's availability and God's accessibility is not based on anything we have done. It is based entirely on the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, the kingdom has become available to every human being, here and now. However, it's one thing to sing about the kingdom. It's one thing to read about the kingdom. It's one thing to talk about the kingdom. It's another thing to experience the kingdom live. Live. Here. Now. And so I want to invite you to come with me to our reading for today. It's a very moving reading. First of all, Jesus proclaims the kingdom, verses 14 and 15 in Mark chapter 1. He says to people, the kingdom of God's at hand. It's at hand. God is available to you right now, no matter who you are, where you're from, what your background is, whatever mess you've made, God is available. God is accessible to you, verses 14 and 15. And then in verses 16 to 20, what does he do? What does he do? He begins to call people to follow him. To follow him. And those two things we need to hold together. On the one hand, the kingdom of God is available. On the other hand, Jesus says, come and follow me. And it's when we begin to follow him that we begin to experience God live. Hold these two things together. On the one hand, the availability of the kingdom of God to every human being. On the other hand, the invitation to follow Christ. Hold those two together. And it's when I begin to follow Jesus that he leads me into the kingdom live. And so if you are sitting here today and you are saying to me, Trevor, I long to experience God live. I want to say to you, follow Christ. Follow Christ. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that one sentence that Jesus speaks. It's going to go up on the screen. I want you to look at it where he extends the invitation. And then I'm going to look very carefully at the sentence. And I'm going to share with you three markers of what it really means to follow him. There is the sentence. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, saw Simon and his brother Andrew cast in the lake, a net into the lake. And then we'll just go on. I hope we can go on. And he said, come follow me. He said, come follow me. Now here is the sentence. Come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And I'm sure that if Jesus was talking today, he would say fishers of women as well. Come with me, and I will make you fishers of men, fishers of women. Here's the first marker. A Christ follower is someone who has made a conscious decision, a conscious decision. You don't drift into discipleship. You don't become a disciple of Jesus by osmosis. A Christ follower is someone who has made a conscious decision to go on a journey with Jesus. You get a very beautiful picture there, don't you, of what a disciple is. A beautiful picture. Here are these disciples. They are at work. Jesus comes to them and says, come and follow me. Come and follow me. And they leave their family and they leave their work, and later they return to their family and their work. But in this moment, they leave their family and they leave their work, and they begin to go on a journey with Jesus. That is a Christ follower. That is a disciple of Jesus. Someone who has consciously decided, I'm going to speak very carefully now, someone who has consciously decided to be with Jesus, to be with Him, in order to learn how to do what He taught and what He said. That is a disciple. And it's a lifelong journey of learning. A decision to be with Jesus in order to learn, to learn how to do the things that He taught and the things that He did. Now, some of you may say to me, Trevor, yeah, I hear you, but it was easy for those guys. They could see Jesus. He was there in flesh and blood. We can't see Him. How do we follow Him today? Now that is a great question. A great question. And it's a question I've wrestled with for over 40 years. Can I make a simple suggestion? We follow Jesus when we take His words. His words. What He said, and we begin to learn how to put those words into practice in our daily life. And as we do that, we find ourselves stepping into the kingdom of God. As we do that, we discover God becoming live. So, for example, Jesus said something like this. Bless those who curse you. That's what Jesus said. One of the things He said. Bless those who curse you. Do you have a boss who curses you? Bless him. Learn how to do it. Learn how to do it. And you will fail, and I will fail. It's not about being perfect. It's about being a learner, about following. And as I seek to follow Jesus, He comes and He helps me. And He helps me with His Spirit, and His grace, and His presence. And God becomes live in my experience. And when you've learned how to bless those who curse you, you go on to another sentence. And that may take a year or two. It's a lifelong journey of discipleship. But I'm learning to be with Jesus in order to learn how to do what He taught and what He said. That is what it means to be a follower of Christ. Practical obedience to Jesus. But can I say something secondly? A Christ follower is someone who is open to a deep inner change in their life. Jesus says, you remember, go back to that sentence, come with me. And I will make you. I will make you. I will reshape you. I will recreate you. I will make you into a new man, a new woman. You will become new. And it's not a self-improvement job. I will do it. I will do it. As you follow me, I will become active in your experience. You'll experience God live, and you will begin to change. And you'll begin to reflect my character. And it will take a few months, a few years. It'll take a lifetime. But it's a journey. It's a journey I go on. And you may say to me, Trevor, isn't there anything I need to do? Yes, all we need to do is to bring the truth of our life to Jesus. The truth. And when the truth of my life meets the reality of Christ, I begin to change. It's hard to face the truth of our life, isn't it? Huh? It's hard. We always want to duck and dive, I think, around the truth of our life. I never forget a few years ago, I borrowed a book from a colleague in another city in South Africa. I won't mention the city, just in case you try to work out who my colleague is. And I borrowed this book, and I said to him, I'll give it back to you as soon as I finish reading it. I read the book, it was a great book, and I didn't return it. And I got an email from him. Dear Trevor, I want to remind you, I'm going to quote from memory, I want to remind you that you borrowed a book from me. You say you're a Christ follower, and you write books about spirituality, but you haven't returned that book to me yet. And his last line of his email, quite a tough colleague, eh? His last line of the email was, there is a name for people who borrow books and don't return them. How's that, eh? And I wanted to say to him, hey man, I'm not a thief. But it was an invitation for me to face my tendency to say things and not do it. There's a name for that. And I had to bring that truth to Christ so he could begin to work on my character. There is a name. There is a name for those of us who are unfaithful to our partners. There's a name for us, for those of us who participate in financial deals that are corrupt. There's a name for us. There's a name for those of us who call people of other races by certain... There's a name. There's a name for us. There's a name for those of us who speak behind other people behind their backs. There's a name for us. Let's face the truth of who we are. And let's bring that truth into the grace of Christ. And Christ begins to work on us. Until our character begins to reflect something of his truth and his reality. And we begin to experience God live. As I change, I begin to experience God live. But there's one more marker. And I share this with you now. A Christ follower is someone who begins to have God's heart for people. God's heart for people. Go back to that passage. Come with me. Do you remember what Jesus said? Come with me. And I will make you. I will reshape you. I will recreate you. I will make you. I will make you into what? I will make you to be fishers of men and women. And that doesn't mean we've got to run around catching people. Doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. I remember when I first understood this verse, about 25 years ago, I met a guy by the name of Mark. Mark was a fisherman. And Mark knew that I had never been really fishing. I never had a father who took me fishing. So Mark said to me, Trevor, I want to teach you how to catch fish. I said, I'm up for it. I would love to learn how to catch fish. And so we decided to do it on a Monday. I can still remember he was going to take a day off. Monday's my day off. And we were going to go to the Vaal Dam. That Sunday night, he had me up in his garage until about 11 o'clock. Cleaning gut and getting the bait ready. And I'm thinking to myself, yes, this guy is serious. 4 o'clock the next morning, I don't get up at four to pray even. Mark is at the window. This is a fisherman. 5:15 in the pitch dark. We are sitting on the Vaal Dam. In his boat, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy's got a passion for fishes. Jesus called fishermen. They had a passion for fishes. And Jesus is saying, come with me. I'm going to give you a new passion. I'm going to give you a passion. I'm going to make you fishers of men and women. I'm going to give you a passion for people. For people. For people. You're going to begin to have my heart for people. And that's what happens as we follow Christ. That's what happens. We slowly begin to develop a heart, a passion for people, for men, for women, for their lives. Let me end. Let me just bring this to a close. I hope that Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20 will always stay with you. It's what the gospel is all about. It's what the gospel is all about. On the one hand, the proclamation of the availability of the kingdom of God to every man and to every woman. God is available. God is accessible. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what your background is, God is available to you. God's presence, God's grace, God's power, God's joy. It's available. It's available. In order to experience God live, Jesus says to us, come, follow me, follow me, follow me. Stick with me. Put your trust in me. Be confident in me. Come and be with me and learn how to do the things I taught and did. And I'll be with you. I'll help you. Come with me and let me change you. Let me change you as you face the truth of your life. I'll change you. I'll make you into a new man, a new woman. I will do it. I will do it. And I'll give you a new heart. And it will be a heart for people. Can I ask you today whether you are a Christ follower? Can I ask you that? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? I'm not asking you if you're a believer. The devil believes in God. I'm asking whether you're a follower, a disciple. Someone who is going on a journey with Jesus as Lord, as Savior, as Master, and as friend. Let's pray together. Dear God, we always here on a Sunday, we go beneath the surface. We begin to talk about things that are very, very deep. Lord, we long to know you. We long to experience you live in our own experience. We long to experience you live. And we thank you, Jesus, for the way that not only do you bring the availability of God to us, but you say to us, you invite us to follow you into that kingdom. And so, Jesus, we want to learn to be with you. And with you, and in our friendship with you, we want to learn how to do what you said and what you did. We want you to begin to change us. We want to face the truth of who we are. And we want to bring who we are to you. Thank you that you accept us as we are, but you don't leave us as we are. And we want, Lord, we want your heart for people. We ask that you would do a deep work in our life today. But we want to become your followers. We want to learn how to follow you. And we offer you this prayer with all the love and with all the longing of our hearts in your name and for your sake. And we say together as God's people, Amen. May the joy of Jesus be with you. Amen. God bless.